Before we get into Christ's time in the wilderness, which is the next incident in his life as portrayed by most of the Gospels, I want to relate what happened to John the Baptist. John was somewhat of a rabble-rouser. He spoke what he believed to be the truth and didn't care much about whom he offended. In my research, I found that John the Baptist was also an Essene like Christ. It was the Jewish sect of Essenes that put forth the concept of baptism. They believed that baptism was to cleanse one of traumas and bad actions from past lives, and not of original sin, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Unlike Christ, John subscribed to the strict and ascetic teachings of the Essenes. Francine says this is because John had spent his whole life in Roman-occupied Israel and, like a lot of Judaic men, resented the Romans. He was a revolutionist in his own thinking. While Jesus had been subjected to more passive and loving teachings, John had not. Following the strict asceticism of the Essenes, he preached to all who would listen and baptized thousands. It was his strict interpretation of Jewish law that eventually got him into trouble with Herod. Before that time, Herod and the hierarchy of the temple viewed John as a dangerous nuisance because of his preaching against the hypocrisies of both of them. John the Baptist would most probably have survived if he hadn't gone against Herodias, the wife of Herod. He called Herod and Herodias adulterers and Herodias a harlot because Herodias had divorced Herod's brother and married Herod while he was still alive. John's accusation angered Herodias, and she used Herod's attraction for his stepdaughter Salome, fathered by Herod's brother previously, to gain her revenge. We all basically know the story about Herod becoming drunk and asking Salome to dance for him. She refuses, and he begs her to dance and even promises anything up to half his kingdom to her for her dance. She asks her mother what she should demand, and her mother says, "The head of John the Baptist." Salome then asks for his head, and Herod, afraid to go back on his word, reluctantly has John executed and his head brought forth on a platter. Francine says when Jesus heard about his cousin John's death, he immediately sat down and cried in tremendous grief. While the Essenes saw baptism as a washing away of all past life traumas, Christianity made it into a wiping away of the sins of Adam and Eve, original sin. This, I feel, is a really bad interpretation. Most scholars believe that the story of Adam and Eve in Genesis of the Old Testament is symbolic in nature. The story of Adam and Eve reads like mythology and is meant to be totally symbolic. If read literally, it doesn't make any sense, especially when it comes to the part about the sons of Adam and Eve marrying women and having wives and children. When Cain went to the land of Nod, he got married, but where did his wife and the wife of his brother Seth come from? If it is read as a symbolic tale, however, the presence of these other people is only part of the symbolism and can be considered a valid extension of the story. The tree of knowledge is a tree whose fruit bears the knowledge of all good and evil. It is the symbol of knowledge, but it is also the symbol of temptation, and God tells both Adam and Eve that they can eat anything but the fruit of that tree. We then have the symbolism of the snake telling Eve it's all right to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. The use of the snake was in rebuttal to all the fertility gods in the various pagan religions that surrounded Israel.